Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hi, everyone. Did you enjoy your week? Most importantly, did you pray to Jesus? Each week, we start off the show with a reminder about how important prayer is, because prayer allows us to talk directly to Jesus anytime we wish about anything on our minds. Without prayer, we can never build a relationship with Him. But with prayer, we can accomplish so much, as well as remove all the burdens and difficulties in our lives. When we do, we can live our lives in peace and contentment without worries, stress, or fears. When I was younger, I had very little faith, primarily because I didn't pray. And as a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. Luckily for me, in 2010, I had an eye-opening experience, and through a series of events that took place, no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening to me, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about being considerate of others and how it's an important part of our Christian faith to always put the needs of others first. Yet in today's world, we too often become preoccupied with our own needs and we ignore the needs of those around us. On today's show, we're going to speak about something that at times I think we are all guilty of, myself included, and that is, don't take God's gifts for granted. Each of us has been blessed by our Lord with unique virtues, abilities, and talents that make us unique. We have all been given special gifts from God. I think we can agree on that. But the question we need to ask ourselves is, how often do we thank our God? Unfortunately, too many of us do not. And when we don't, we are simply taking God's gifts for granted. Let's take a moment and examine ourselves. We all know what our strengths are, what our talents are, and what we have been successful with. These things didn't just happen, nor did they happen strictly because we made it happen. No, I can assure everyone that if it were not for God giving us those gifts, we would not be the person we are today. Moreover, whatever successes we have achieved, we would not have been able to do so, because without those gifts from God, we would have failed. So why do so many of us not thank God for all the gifts we have? The answer is simply this: we don't think about it, and that's pretty sad. But the reason we don't think about it is that we are so wrapped up in our daily lives, all the things we have to do, the endless list of to-dos each of us have every day, that thanking God falls between the cracks. And the other reason is that too many of us do not appreciate what we have and tend to only focus on what we don't. There's always that next big thing on the wish list, such as the new car, the bigger house, the more exotic vacation, and so on. Thinking this way is not Christian, and it is not pleasing our Lord. In the Bible it says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." This Bible verse tells us that as Christians, we must be thankful for all we have at all times and be pleased with what we have and not focus on what we don't. Each of us is unique, and we have been blessed with many attributes from our God, and we must be grateful. Understanding that we don't take God's gifts for granted is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is, don't take God's gifts for granted. As Christians, we must always be grateful to our Lord for all that we have. And here is the interesting thing. The more appreciative we are to our Lord for what we have, the greater the opportunity that the Lord will reward us with even more gifts. We should never be asking the Lord for unnecessary things we desire. That's not going to work, and it's not Christian. But we should value all that the good Lord has provided us, and for that, we should always be thankful. In the Bible, it says, James chapter 1, verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. This Bible verse makes it clear that everything we have in this life comes from the Lord above, and it should never be taken for granted or go unappreciated. So remember to be thankful for all we have, and don't take God's gifts for granted. The first song I'm going to play today has a message that is important to all Christians. The song is called, You Are the One. When I wrote this song, I thought of all the wonderful and amazing words we can use when we describe our Lord Jesus. Moreover, the sacrifice he made dying for us on the cross, and how before he did, through his love for us, we were given the greatest miracle, the Holy Eucharist. In the song, we hear in the verses many words that praise our Lord and how wonderful he is. Then in the chorus, how as Christians, we are so blessed that Jesus died for our sins on the cross, and how we can receive the body of Jesus through the Holy Eucharist. The words in the chorus are, we eat this bread and drink this cup. You are the one, you raise us up. Nailed to a cross, you died for us. We love you, Jesus. You are the one. Please listen now to my song, You Are the One.
So grateful.
We'll be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Today we're talking about don't take God's gifts for granted. Living in today's fast-paced world, it's understandable how we can easily become so consumed with our lives and our own needs that we forget to stop and be thankful to our God for all we have. And whereas that may be true, if we accept a Christian way of life, then we know that yes, it may be understandable, but no, it is not acceptable. But there's a simple solution, and that is prayer. Pray to Jesus and start each time we pray, letting him know how much we love him, and then let him know how much we are grateful for all we have. And be specific. Tell Jesus that we thank him for our spouse, our children, our family, our friends, our home, our job, and so on. Be sincere with Jesus and let him see how appreciative we are for all we have been blessed with. Moreover, this is not something we do once, but it is something we should do every time we pray. We should think of the many things we have prayed for that the Lord has granted to us and let him know that we are still grateful. There was that potentially expensive car accident lawsuit we were wrongly being sued over that the lawyer was able to get dismissed. Think about what might have happened if that did not take place. Yes, we prayed and prayed and the case went away. But remember to remain thankful and thank Jesus for the dismissal. There was that time when we were diagnosed with a tumor that luckily turned out to be benign. Again, we prayed and prayed and our prayers were answered. Remember when we prayed to Jesus to let him know how grateful we still are. Think of how we are grateful to our family and friends when they do something nice and helpful for us. How much do we thank them? Shouldn't we be equally, if not more, thankful to the Lord? Well, through prayer, we can talk to Jesus and, most importantly, thank him for all he has given us, all he has done for us, and all that he continues to do. This is an important part of daily prayer time. Always remember that. Prayer is our time to talk with Jesus, but it is also our time to make sure we tell him what's important. We need to tell him how much we love him and how thankful we are for all we have. And when we have prayed for others, those times when we have asked Jesus to intervene to help with a particular situation, remember to thank him for that as well. We should never expect anything, nor should we ever forget a time when the Lord did something for us or someone we prayed for. So as we go through our week, remember when we pray to thank Jesus every day for everything we have and all that he has done for us. Understanding how invaluable prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. We're talking about don't take God's gifts for granted. We are blessed with a loving and wonderful God, one who wants the best for us and one that always provides for us. As Christians, it is our responsibility to let the Lord know how much we appreciate all that we have and to never take whatever he has given us or done for us for granted. When you think about it, it really is a small price to pay. Most of us are quick to thank our family, friends, or coworkers when they give us a gift or do something nice for us. Shouldn't we show that same gratitude to our Lord? In the Bible it says, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28, "Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe." This Bible verse tells us that as Christians, we must appreciate all we have, and we must be thankful to our God. So don't take God's gifts for granted. The next song I'm going to play talks about trust. As Christians, we must love our Lord, and equal to that, we must trust our Lord. The song is called I Trust in You. When I wrote this song, I thought about how my life changed once I found Jesus and I trusted Him to lead. Life became simpler with a lot less stress because Jesus was in charge. I'll admit, there were times when I drifted a bit off course, and I think we all do, but each time I found my way back, and when I let the Lord lead, all I had to do was follow. In the verses, we hear how my life was before I let Jesus take over, and then in a chorus, how much better life is when Jesus is in charge. You will hear in the chorus the line, "You're the man with the plan," which I think sums it all up when we trust Jesus. Please listen now to my song, I Trust in You. Be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the second Sunday of Advent. In today's gospel, we hear about John the Baptist and him going throughout the whole region of Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. He says, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low." Here John is telling us that the Lord Jesus is coming and that we all need to be ready. The psalm for today is Psalm 126. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. This psalm is a song of praise and trust that conveys a message of hope and God's power to turn sorrow into joy. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and musically arranged with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 126. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy.
The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled
We'll be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Obstacle in Our Path. There was once a very wealthy and curious king. This king had a huge boulder placed in the middle of a road. Then he hid nearby to see if anyone would try to remove the gigantic rock from the road. The first people to pass by were some of the king's wealthiest merchants and courtiers. Rather than moving it, they walked around it. A few loudly blamed the king for not maintaining the roads, but not one of them tried to move the boulder. Finally, a peasant came along. His arms were full of vegetables. When he got near the boulder, rather than simply walking around it as the others had, the peasant put down his load and tried to move the stone to the side of the road. It took a lot of effort, but he finally succeeded. The peasant gathered up his load and was ready to go on his way when he saw a purse lying in the road where the boulder had been. The peasant opened the purse and found that it was full of gold coins. Inside the purse with the gold coins was a note from the king. The note said, "The purse's gold is a reward for moving the boulder from the road." The moral of the story is, the king showed the peasant what many of us never understand. Every obstacle presents an opportunity to improve our condition. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.